Greetings, traveler. I am Quintilian, son of this hill where the Sidacos kisses the Ebro. Here, the Celtiberians first set up camp. And here, over 2,000 years ago, Rome founded Calaguris. Come, let us unearth its stones and bring them back to life. Augustus made us Calaguris, a Roman municipality. We built ashlar walls, the first from the first century, which can still be traced beneath your streets. An aqueduct brought water from the Sierra de la Hieth, 30 kilometers to the south. And from the Forum, roads departed connecting Calaguris with Caesar Augusta and Tarraco. But as usually happens with growing cities, religion also left its mark. In the 3rd century, Roman Calaguris saw the rise of the first Christian beliefs. Thus, beneath what is now our cathedral lies a forgotten history that goes back to the first baptisms in this land. While the city witnessed Roman splendor, the 3rd century marked the beginning of the transition to a new era. The church gained strength, and its foundations are built right on top of the ruins of ancient Calaguris, creating a bridge between the pagan and the Christian. Now, imagine the roar of 30,000 throats. The Paseo del Mercadal was a chariot arena, a circus as long as that entire promenade. Today, a curved wall remains. The rest is reconstructed by our memory. And even though Christianity began to gain ground, the city kept vibrating with power and spectacle. The passion experienced in the Roman circus is a testament to the city's grandeur. But this public life contrasted with the cozy and private domus, where the powerful left their mark in a different way. Just steps from the Forum, the Domus hosted discussions, banquets, and promises of power. Atrium, peristyle, triclinium. Each room is a universe of marble and color. If the circus arena was a place of noise and spectacle, the private life of Calaguris' inhabitants was woven in their homes, amid conversations and decisions that shaped the city's future. Not far from here stood a three-tiered public building, covered in mosaics and vivid stucco. Beneath it, furnaces burned to heat the city's baths. This building, though set apart from daily life, had a major impact on the population's well-being. It was a vital hub, directly connected to the bath's infrastructure, the place where Romans not only purified themselves, but also met, conversed, and relaxed. The baths were not just a place for hygiene, but a social space where moments of reflection and rest were shared. Just as the baths offered a respite from the heat and bustle, so the city of Caligures offered its inhabitants a respite from the dangers lurking outside. But follow me, leave your robe in the apoditerium. The icy shock of the Frigidarium. The warm embrace of the Tepidarium. And the steam that drowns away worries in the Caldarium. Feel the furnace roar beneath the hypocaust. Beneath us, a sewer channels the water toward the valley without harming the hill. Among these ruins, in 1934, a marble face emerged, the Lady of Calahorra. Ephebe? Minerva? To me, it is the serenity of a city that refuses to die. The echoes of the past are found in every corner of the city, and in this face, carved in marble, we can see the enduring soul of Caligures. Though time has passed, the essence of the city lives on, guarded in its ruins and in the discoveries that still surprise us. It is in these discoveries that we find the city's historical continuity. The first century sewers still dictate the layout of our streets, and the wall we built in times of crisis continues to protect our old town. As the layers of history pile on top of one another, the city of Calahorra has known how to adapt. What began as a Roman fortress has transformed into an urban landscape where the traces of the past intertwine with the present. From ancient Rome to modern Calahorra, the traces of the past remain alive. I have taught princes how to speak. Today I wanted to teach you how to listen to the stone. Forum, circus, baths. They are still here, invisible but present. Go out into the street, discover its heartbeat, and write the next page